No, my name is Ursula Anger. I moved around 17 years ago from Germany to direct to Tagish in a little small community. And when I moved there, so nothing much happened in this community regarding activities, sport or group activities. So I started a little initiative and started a voluntarily held group, just a stay fit group in the evening, and it was a really good response. So kids and up to seniors attended. So yeah, meanwhile, Tagish is thriving, so through support from Recreation and Parks Association and Elder Recreation Association, so we're running quite a few programs out there.
Well, that's great, Ursula. So if you were to highlight one of your best success stories, what would that be?
I think so far is the carpet bowling really took off in Tagish. So we started with one carpet, started 3 or 4 people meeting weekly and practicing. And meanwhile now, after 5-6 years now, we're playing most of the time with 2 carpets. Our people attending tournaments in Whitehorse, Teslin, Etlin, even successful. So they won one tournament, and so they're really keen on practicing now twice a week already, and looking forward to the next tournament, which will be held in Tagish, actually, in April. So, yeah.
That's great. That's really good to hear. I think what I'm really impressed with is that you took the initiative to start this group. You went into the community to find out what the need was and discovered this was something that they were interested in. And it has grown over time. And now you've told me that they are self-sufficient. They're operating on their own. So that's great. Thank you very much. The next question I'd like to ask is, obviously in every community there will be some challenges. What are the top challenges that you're faced with in Tagish?
The top challenge is for our groups, which we try to run out there, is transportation, because quite a few senior participants, they're not able to drive anymore. So getting them to the hall where the most activities are happening, so this is a big challenge, and nobody wants to take on the responsibility getting maybe an own van to the community or something like that. So it's really all volunteer-based. Most of the time myself, I have to pick up people, or other participants come and help out, and when they drive by and bring people and drop them home afterwards. But it's always a challenge, and I think some, they're not coming because they don't have the transportation available to them. So it's too bad. Yeah.
And what other challenges are you faced with?
Yeah, always. I think volunteering, it's a big challenge in every small community, because it's not only activities happening, it's other events like pancake breakfast and coffee and chat and whatever is happening in Tagish. Everybody needs volunteers, and you got to be careful not burning them out, because they're really willing, but if you ask too much, at one point they're not coming anymore. So because, they're afraid you ask them again to help out. So this is a little bit of problem.
Thank you for that. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people in the communities that can probably relate to this. And I also overheard you when we were talking before this, something about putting programs on that people have expressed desire for. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, everybody has got his ideas or personal preferences, right? What they would like to do. And then we try to get it organized, get funding for it, get an instructor for it. And then sometimes, people are not showing up for that, what they ask for. So this is a bummer, but I guess, when we started it, maybe they had more time, or now there are different interests, or the time, day doesn't work out. So, in smaller communities, sometimes tough to get a group together to run things. So.
Thank you so much, Ursula. I think that was interesting information. I particularly liked hearing about your success story, and I know you have many other success stories for programs that you've been running in Tagish. So thank you very much for coming.
You're very welcome.